This is KERA News. I'm Courtney Collins. Fewer than 40% of community college students get a degree within 6 years, and low-income students are even more at risk of dropping out. A Catholic Charities Fort Worth program decided to evaluate whether a mentor makes a difference when it comes to staying in school. The language building at the University of North Texas is overflowing with a sea of students trying to make it to class before the lecture starts. Lisa Schellenberg is done for the day, but often stays on campus for a few extra hours to get some work done. So she keeps her backpack stocked.
So, all my snacks.
Schellenberg's backpack is full of binders, class notes, a syllabus or two. There's one section, though, devoted to gear a lot of her fellow students don't carry.
And then this pocket is the fun one. This is the mommy one.
Schellenberg has four kids, ranging in age from 11 to 21. So along with her school stuff, she carries things like hand wipes, charging cords, and chapstick. She's 47 years old and 3 semesters away from a communications degree.
Probably one of the oldest ones in each class, but that doesn't even bother me because I have this goal and I'm trying to stay on course. And I would love for everybody to see that and go, you know what, I want to be on course too.
Schellenberg started out at Tarrant County College in 2015, but that wasn't the path she imagined taking. Back in 2007, her husband lost his sales job. They were living in Florida at the time, and as the financial crisis took hold of the country, they lost their home to foreclosure. Her husband was unemployed for 9 months before finding work in Texas.
Our 401k was gone, our savings, our checking, we were on Medicaid and WIC, food stamps, you name it.
When he did land a job, he was making about a quarter of what he used to. Even now, his salary is about half of what it was in Florida.
There's anxiety to hurry up and get to me working and having a career so I can help contribute.
Without a degree, Schellenberg says she could never find work that paid more than $12 or $15 an hour, so she decided to go to college. It had been a long time since she'd been in class, though, and she was overwhelmed. So she leapt at the chance to join a program called Stay the Course that paired her with a mentor at Catholic Charities Fort Worth.
You could share with them your troubles, and instead of, like, talking down at you, it's more like, okay, let's take this apart. What got you to here? You know, what can we do to fix this?
That's what mentors, known as navigators within this program, are all about. Helping students troubleshoot not just problems at school, but problems at home. Courtney Cunningham, who runs Stay the Course, explains why that part is so important.
A lot of the community college students, they're low income, and so that kind of introduces a different set of barriers that come along with them while they're trying to focus and complete academic life.
Barriers like a broken down car, a babysitter that cancels, a higher than expected electric bill. These kinds of things often force a low-income student to drop out of community college, but Stay the Course works hard to prevent that, offering guidance and even financial assistance. And it's working. A lab at the University of Notre Dame analyzed the first 3 years of the program.
Stay the Course students that participate in the program, they're 2 times more likely to stay in school. And then the female population, they're up to 4 times more likely to stay in school. And that's compared to the control group.
Lisa Schellenberg isn't sure she would have made it through community college without her navigator, reminding her to pack the kids' lunches the night before so she wouldn't be late leaving the house, helping her tweak her schedule so she had more time for homework. Now she's 2 semesters in at UNT. And even though it's hard, she's committed.
And I just know everything's going to be okay because no matter what, this is what I'm supposed to do. I'm supposed to get this bachelor's degree. I've come this far.
And she's not giving up. After all, her 4 kids are watching. Courtney Collins, KERA News.